is the faith training. I'm teaching you things that can change your life forever. Train yourself about God's presence until your propensities are awoken, then train yourself in faith. You know, the way God's presence works is, if you train yourself to a level, you will notice that the speed with which you transition will be very fast. So, number one, you can tell if what somebody is doing is spiritual or flesh. Somebody is singing, you just know this is not God. And the song may be very slow and emotional, but you are discerning from another level. And if you come and what somebody is doing is spiritual, immediately things will be on it. You can see a vision. You are broken, so broken that you are weeping. You know this is beyond emotion. The anointing begins to move. You just know because you are active. Then train faith. How do you train faith? You train faith through, number one, revelation. See, any area of your life that you know is of significance, go and look for what the Bible says about it and master it until you think that way. Any area of your life that you know is consequential, I'm teaching you how to train your faith. You know, we all have faith. The problem of the New Testament Christian is not faith, it's understanding. Lack of understanding. Romans 12 verse 3, the Bible said, God dealt to every one of us the measure, That means the faith you require for a successful life was given to you. And everyone who received Christ, the measure of faith. And Jesus said, if you have faith as tiny as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. So the problem you have is not faith. We all have the measure of faith. And to even stir your heart much more, the measure is the measure of faith that Christ had. Paul was speaking in Galatians 2:20. He said, I have the faith of the Son of God. And Peter was speaking in 2 Peter 1 verse 1. He said, we all have like precious faith. So the faith Peter had is the faith Paul had, and it's the faith of the Son of God. And that's the faith you and I have. And Paul was speaking in 2 Corinthians 4:13. He said, according as it is written, they believe and have spoken, we have been the same spirit of faith. So your problem is not faith. The problem is that your faith is not trained and it's not exercised. But the first way to train your faith is to give your faith understanding. And the way you give your faith understanding is through revelation. So you go to the Bible and find out, what do you do when you are sick? And you look at what the word of God says, and you begin to tell it to your faith. So you can begin by saying, by his stripes you are healed. Your faith is learning it. This is what must happen to every believer. But you see, participation is a warfare. Because when you want to stay, you will now discover that many things will want you to be an alien of that civilization. Distractions begin to come. Even your body at first will rebel to that atmosphere because you are not used to that environment. If you enter the water now, you are not a fish. After a few seconds, you start struggling to come out. You know why? Your system is not used to that environment. But if you begin to dive, after a while, you'll discover that your capacity to stay will begin to increase. They say those who are Navy SEALs, they can stay under the water for about a minute plus because they have trained for a long time. So they are now used to the environment. If you begin to stay, you will discover that the rebellion in you will break. But that is one thing that you must teach yourself if you will ever become what the Bible says you are. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:27, he said, I beat my body. I bring it under subjection. Because when I go to worship, my body wants to watch a movie. When I go to pray, my body wants to sleep. When I want to fast, my body wants to eat. But I understand that for me to become what God said, I must condition this body to stay in that presence because I must be taught by the presence. Because the presence itself has a language. And that language, although inaudible, but its impact cannot be denied. When you stay in God's presence, a point comes like radiation. The presence of God begins to alter even your molecular structure. And a point will come when you can discern God's voice. You can perceive God's presence. And you will see that certain dimensions in you that were dormant will begin to be activated. Those are the things the Bible calls your wings in the spirit. The things that make you ascend from your realm into God's realm. So you begin to function, not by the energy of the flesh, but by the abilities of the spirit. That's why I said, they that wait upon the Lord, they mount up with wings like the eagles. When they run, they are no longer weary. When they walk, they no longer faint. Meanwhile, he told us already that even the youth shall faint, the young men shall utterly fall. So you are functioning by an energy that is now divine. But for you to get to that level, you must have stayed for a while. And so the ability, the first training that a Christian must build is the ability to compel himself to stay in God's atmosphere. The easiest way to start is worship. I'm giving you a formula now. You know what? Worship is you taking advantage of the strength that others have gathered. You know, when somebody worships, he's worshiping from a realm. When you come into that space of that sound, what has happened is that that person has deployed his own strength to you as an advantage. It's like somebody giving you a ladder to climb a building. Or somebody is up and is trying to pull you up. It's not your labor. He's the one bringing you to that realm. That's what worship does. The guy fasted. The guy prayed. And he caught a song in the spirit. And he sang that song. And that song became a ladder. So you now, some of you, you even finished quarreling with your husband. And then as you were going to the bathroom to shower, you now start hearing, I need thee every hour. And you start crying. You start saying, God, I love you. Your space was, you were hijacked. Your world is currently contention. But they brought another atmosphere into your space and hijacked you. You didn't know when you transitioned from animosity and anger into brokenness and weeping. That's because you are tapping from somebody else's energy. That's the easiest way to begin the journey of training yourself. So spend time, worship. If you open my phone now, you are going to see different playlists. There are those that are called hymns. They are high praise. There are some I call floating realm. There are others I call transitions. It depends on I select the music that have those dimensions and I align them. So I move from one to the other. I move from one. So there are times when I'm just on my earpiece and my eyes are closed. I'm floating with people who have opened the gangway in the spirit. And they are carrying me. They are carrying me. And the point comes, I begin to hear God. And I can do that for 3 hours before I start praying. That's the easiest way to transition. You are using somebody else's energy. You are riding on somebody else's anointing. You are entering a door that somebody has opened. But you can't remain there because you may not be very strong. The reason is because when you come to a place where you don't have those access points, you can't journey. So when you start that and the realm begins to draw you, there are certain impartations you will receive. On the strength of that impartation, move to the next level. Begin to pray in tongues. When you pray in tongues, you think you have prayed. You now check, it's 10 minutes. It shows how rusty you are. It's like a fat man going to run. When he's breathing, and you come, you may think, this guy have gone 10,000. No, he ran 20 meters. The flesh is much. No, he's breathing. You say, have you been running on a marathon? The marathon for him is 20 meters. If he runs 100 meters, he will faint. But you see, if he continues, he will do 100 meters for 2 weeks. After a while, when he runs 100 meters, he won't be tired again. You know why? Cholesterol has been burnt off. The volume of oxygen supply have increased. It's at 400, he will now pant like that. After a while, it's after 2,000 meters, he will pant like that. A point will come, if he's consistent, you will see him going for cross country. And then you are wondering, when did you become like this? They say the elders told us, inconsistency lies the power. So when you do worship where you are aided, enter tongues too. You too, pray your way into that realm. Pray your way there. As you are tonguing, when you are tired, add some music, receive support, and then continue tonguing. A point will come, you'll discover your bandwidth in that realm will increase. So your tying capacity will grow. Now your focus is not time. Your focus is transition. But time is something you can't do without because you are a creature of time journeying into eternity. So every time you come back, there'll be a reference. But your idea is where you are going to, not where you are coming from. That's why you won't benchmark with time. Make sure transitions are happening. After a while, you discover that the anointing will start flowing. Train yourself. A point will come when even if you don't want to, you can't change it. It has become your status quo. That's why I say train up a child in the way that he should go. He said when he's grown up, that he can make a lot of other decisions by himself. He said he can't do it anymore. You have no choice but to follow the path that you showed him. That's why you see your spirit will be troubling to get justification. And then you educate it further. The reason you were susceptible to sickness in the first place is because you were guilty of sin. And so sin exposed you to sickness. And you could not fight sin because sin, you could not fight sickness because sin denatured you. So the elements of God on your inside that you war against sickness are no longer there because sin denatured you. But now that Christ took away the judgment of your sin, a new nature was installed in you. That nature has the capacity to resist sickness. When your faith understands it, anytime sickness is coming, even before you know, your faith will rise up. You now discover that the rate at which you fall sick will start reducing. You who used to fall sick every week, you discover that it will become 2 weeks. After a while, 3 weeks. After a while, 2 months. And you are wondering, what's going on? Your faith is already raising a defense, even without your knowing. Because every revelation that went in energized your faith. And as you are doing it longer and longer and longer, you will see that you are becoming more and more like Him. And then add fasting. Because fasting will help you sustain the atmosphere even when you go out from the place of prayer. Because the propensities you have in the flesh, they are strong when you are in order. If you eat well, you want to have fresh air. If you eat well, you want to visit a friend. Sometimes the reason we fast, and that's why the Old Testament calls it humbling yourself in fasting. Those many ideas you have, you want to watch football, you want to go and visit a friend. When you are hungry, there won't be much. So what you are doing is that you are limiting the capacity of flesh so that you can stay in the spirit. You are limiting the capacity. Have you seen hungry people running around? No. When people are hungry, they are sober. They want to think. So what fasting will do is that the atmosphere you have built, in order not to dissipate it, fasting will help you to you'll be organized. You'll be circumspect in your dealing. So put fasting in your weekly manual or menu. Begin with one day fast in a week, then make it two, then make it three. So that periodically you are exercised unto godliness. And then meditate on scriptures. Carry verses of scripture, be talking it to yourself. Be talking it to yourself. The Hindus know this better. You need to enter some monks. People chant for 16 hours. Because they know the power of these things. When you talk certain things to yourself, a point comes, those things alter your frequency, your soulish frequency. They can alter you. This is what fallen beings know. But in light, we have not understood those things. When you are talking the word of God to yourself, you will enter the frequency of the Rhema word. That's why I say this book of the law, Joshua 1:8, should not depart out of thy mouth. He said, meditate upon it day and night. He said, see that you observe to do what is written therein. He said, you will make your way prosperous and have good success. So master those things. These four things, they are the trainings of the presence. He said, and Samuel hewn Agag to pieces in the presence of God. Agag is a type of the world system. It's a type of the flesh. It was in the presence that Samuel tore him apart. That is how you decimate flesh. And that is how you become a spiritual man. I'm telling you, the dimension most of you carry, if they wake up, you'll be afraid of yourself. Most of the things we try to force, they are not supposed to be forced. They are supposed to be gushers. They flow out of us. They flow. Healing should flow out of you. Wisdom should flow out of you. Favor should flow out of you. But they are locked. Those chambers have not opened up because you have not mastered how to give the spirit man supremacy. The first way and the first training of a spiritual man is the ability to tame the flesh and insist that the civilization of the spirit will not be alien to you. So you must train yourself to stay long enough in God's atmosphere until you gain acquaintance. You know, for those of you who watch football, the moment it is Saturday, as you wake up, even without knowing the match, there is a feeling. Your body, the anatomy, the physiology of your body begins to respond to Saturday. So even if you don't know the calendar, when it is Saturday, there is a way your disposition is, because you have acquainted too long with football that it has your body gets a response to a particular day because it's a day of football. Those who watch all kinds of drama online, some of these movie dramas, from 6 o'clock they watch one episode to 7, they watch another episode to 8, they watch another episode to the moment evening is coming, their whole body is agitated. Anything they need to do, they quickly stop it. I have a sister, an elder sister, that was addicted. The moment you come home, when it's evening, you start hearing Hindu. You're speaking India because she's watching one series, and she Hindu. A point came, we started knowing some language, even we who were not watching. So when you hear namaste, you know they are greeting somebody. We knew it. It's not like we went to read Indian language. But the activity was so consistent that you could begin to infer things. When you hear peer, you know they are talking love, because the peer was much. Every time you are here, it's acquaintance. She brought the atmosphere to our realm until the thing began to impart on us. So even if you are going upstairs, sometimes even you hear yourself say namaste. The thing has bombarded you to a long, so it became normal. A point even came in the house when people greet, they do like this. They didn't even know when the hands gathered together. The thing had dominated. It's called acquaintance. The Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord, something happens to them. It said they mount up with wings. Where does the wing come from? You didn't know when the metamorphosis took place. You didn't know you had wings. Those potentials were there. You know, before God told you that you are like him, he installed something in you. He's not just speaking by his sovereignty. He's also speaking by the activity of the Holy Ghost. And what the Holy Ghost did, like he mentioned, was that certain things were installed on your inside. Eternal life was installed. The nature of God was installed. But it is your participation in his realm that will energize it. So when God is talking, he's talking because of what he has installed. So he expects you through the Holy Ghost to participate until those things are animated. If you walk past the market, if God's presence is in any location, you can discern it. People are not singing, they are not playing keyboard. But if you pass, you will know that something happened here. If an angel is standing in a place, if you come there, you will know that an entity from another dimension is here. You know, those days I'll be in church, the pastor will be preaching and say, an angel is here. I'll say, angel, when did he come here? Oh, God, take it easy. How did angel come here so quick? And supernatural things will begin to happen, and then I'll be sure. Could it be that what this man said is true? And I will just live in that confusion. You can't discern it because you are using emotion, you are using suspicion. Those things can't work in that realm. You have other senses that are dormant. If you train yourself long enough, you wake up. When I came into the UK, let me even give you what happened today. I came into the room, my friend came, and he said, this is the right temperature, room temperature. I said, what do you mean room temperature? I'm wearing 3 garments. You say this is the right temperature. And I looked at him. I said, you came here barely a year ago. What's going on? Some months ago, you and I were wearing cardigan. You know what happened? Even the brain is now sending signals that this guy is in a new territory. So the physiological processes have been altered. Now, for him, 7 degrees is normal, but not for me. Because I've not been here long enough. But if I stay here for 5 months, you'll be shocked. You'll see me with polo. And I'll be strolling. How you doing? What happened? I stayed. As I stayed, things began to happen. That's what happens to you in God's presence. When you stay long enough, you will know that you too can see angelic beings. You will know that when the Holy Ghost speaks, you too can tell. You can discern when the power of God is flowing, and you can channel it. It's called the training of a spiritual man. This is what makes us become mighty, representing God anywhere we find ourselves. Begin to train yourself with the presence of God. But there's a way of the Spirit. This is how we become in this kingdom. Some of you, as somebody stood up and walked, you must turn. That's how you train yourself. So you can't even stop, even in God's presence. That's the same way you need to train yourself in spiritual things. When you train yourself, you can't help it. It will flow out of you. If you don't train yourself to stay in God's realm, you will discover that you'll be frustrated even when you read the Bible. Because you'll be seeing what the Bible says that you cannot confirm in your own lifestyle. You cannot confirm in your own experience. This is where the first warfare of victory and transition begins from. The capacity to beat yourself to stay. See, when you get there and distraction comes, stay there until the distraction dies down. If you feel like sleeping, sleep and wake up. The Bible says, while men slept, the enemy sowed. So if the devil walks while men slept, God will walk even much more. There's nothing wrong in sleeping in God's presence. When you are done sleeping, stand up, continue. Because you are trying to cultivate something. If you don't know this, you will run in and run out, and your life will remain the same. They will impart you, it won't change your story. You will quote scriptures, it won't change anything, because you have not been cultured to function in the civilization that God brings to you. And so the first type of training that everybody must develop is the training of staying. The way God taught me, because when I started, staying stretch was a bit difficult. So God taught me to break it into hours. And so I will stay for 30 minutes, and do what I want to do for 2 hours, come back, stay 30 minutes. In a day, I discovered I've been able to stay for 3 hours. And as I mastered it, after a while, God increased the duration. I will stay for 1 hour in 3 hours. 1 hour in 3 hours. And God kept building. A point now came, I can lock my door and stay there for 3 days. And I don't even know it's 3 days. As I came to London now, this is the first time I'm coming out of the room since yesterday. I don't need to go anywhere. There's stamina in God's presence. I have trained myself. So even if the noise is going on outside, I'm more fused to what is happening inside than what is happening outside. I will go out when I have business. I don't go to wander around. There's nothing out there that satisfies more than what is inside here. I'm telling you, the visible world was crystallized from the invisible world. If you think there's beauty in the world, search God's presence. He said, what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, they dwell in that realm. And as you begin to stay, after a while, your senses will be activated. God will begin to show you things. God will begin to whisper things to your spirit. And even dimensions in you will begin to wake up. And you'll now discover that the Bible is not a lie. The first training that you must give to yourself. Listen, this is different from Bible school. This is your own journey with God. You must beat yourself. Master the presence. It could be prayer. It could be meditation. It could be worship. It could be fasting. I don't want to... Whichever God begins with you, just make sure you are able to subdue your flesh. Let the rebellion of your flesh die. The Bible said the flesh wars against the spirit. And they said the spirit against the flesh. And they said the two are one against the other. But you must make sure that your spirit win the battle. And the place you win the battle is not when Christ is come. It's in the presence. That's where the battle begins from. I'm telling you, when you get home now, try to pray for 30 minutes. You will see the ancient battle that exists between spirit and flesh will wake up immediately. The arena for that warfare is in the presence. It doesn't happen anywhere else. But for you to become what God says you are, you must fight that battle there and make sure the spirit has supremacy. This is the first training that every spiritual man must undergo. The ability to win the battle over the flesh in the presence of God. And that's the only way, the only place flesh can be mortified. This is one area that is deficient in our Christianity. In Proverbs 23 verse 29, the Bible said, to whom belongeth redness of eyes? That's a negative scripture, but it gives you an idea of what interaction does to a man. It says, they that tarry long in the wine. That means your eyes have the potential of becoming red, but that potential can be realized if you stay in the wine long enough. As you continue to ingest wine, a point will come when the impact will begin to reflect even in your natural body and your eyes will become red. So tarrying long in a place has the potential of making you to be acquainted, and that acquaintance will affect even your morphology. That's what the scripture tells us. And that's why he quoted from Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 28. The Bible said, have you not heard? Has it not been said to you that the everlasting God fainted not, neither is he weary? So he's talking to you about the prowess, the capacities of God. He said, he giveth power to the faint, unto them that has no might, he increases strength. So what God has, he doesn't want to keep for himself alone. He's liberal enough to want him to share. He said, but for those who will partake of that which God has, are they that wait upon the Lord. See, it's like the way AI works. When these AIs are designed, they have very dangerous capacities, but they train them. They give them instruction, they practice it. The way the AI trains is that if you design an AI, let's say a basketballing AI, and you want it to net the basket, you put it in different locations and give it the basketball, it will throw it. Anytime it nets, it will record that program. Anytime it misses, it will record it. That pathway that missed, it will never repeat it again. That's what increases the precision of an AI. The one that it misses, that path will be blocked forever. So anytime that AI is in this location, it will only use the pathway that netted. It will never use the paths that missed. So if the AI is standing there, 10 out of 10, it will net. So the way you train the AI is that you make sure every part of the field, the AI must throw the ball until it nets. So anywhere that AI is now standing, only the parts that net will be active. All the parts that fail will never be active. If you don't take that AI around the whole field, it will still be missing until it goes everywhere and is acquainted with everywhere. So it will delete the parts that missed and save the parts that scored. And so the AI will become 100% effective. That's how they train AI machines. The same thing applies to your faith. If you don't teach your faith what the Bible said, your faith will not be active. So the first thing you need to do is to educate it. He said, by his stripes we were healed. So our predominant confidence is not drugs. Our predominant confidence is the stripe of Jesus. In the natural, we train ourselves to become. You are what you are today by reason of many trainings that you have gone through. You are what you are today by reason of many exercises that you have subjected yourself to. But when it comes to the word of God, we either don't train ourselves or we don't even know how to train ourselves. And so when I come next week, I will take time to go deep into this matter. But to give you an idea of what I mean, I just want to show you three areas of training that you must begin to subject yourself to if you will become everything the Bible says you are. Because the Bible tells us clearly that God cannot lie. And so everything he says is as he said it. And it's better you discover it here than discover it in eternity. Because everything you don't discover here, when you cross to the other side, you will discover it. It's a must. God will prove himself one way or the other. You need to educate your faith. Most of us have dormant faiths that are not educated. And so in the middle of crisis, we want to believe, but we don't know how. And then finally, you must master to take action. If you don't take action, you will never become what the Bible says you are. In James chapter 2 verse 19, he said, thou believest that there's only one God. He said, thou doest well. He said, the devil also believes and trembles. He said, but oh ye vain man. He said, don't you know that faith without works is dead? That means you may have faith, but it may be likened to a dead faith if it has no action. In verse 26, he said, as the body without the spirit is dead, he said, so also faith without works is dead. So he's telling you that action is a must for you. You say you are favored, but you have not attempted anything to see the power of favor, and you have not put demand on favor. How will that favor speak? You say you are anointed. You have not prayed for any sick person. How will you know if that anointing is there? You say you are the light of the world. You have not gone out to win souls. How will you know you are the light? And so there are dimensions sitting in you, but they are not deployed. If you want to train yourself, you must train yourself with action. I started praying for the sick. No one was healed. It took a long time before I started seeing the sick get healed. And the more I prayed, the more healing increased. The more I prayed, the more healing increased. If you want to become what God says you are, you must train yourself to dwell in his presence until you become used to his presence and until your propensities are activated. If you want to become what God says you are, you must educate your faith through definite revelations. And if you want to become what God says you are, you must master the art of taking actions, corresponding actions to faith. This is how we become in this kingdom. Otherwise, you will come to church, hear messages, go back, and never become. A point will come when crisis hit you, you become angry with pastors and say, these people lied, they psyched us. When there was crisis, we didn't see any of the results they spoke about. In fact, those things are not true. And you'll be justified in your anger to yourself because all you know is all you think there is. So the realization of what God says is a function of the animation of the things that are on your inside. This is why you are called a witness. You are to confirm and to prove that what God said is true. But you see, you have a journey as a witness to embark upon. And that journey begins with participation in God's realm. And so the first thing about participation is to stay until you gain acquaintance. When you stay long enough, even humans, when you stay long enough with people, you can perceive the aura from them. You can perceive their body, you know, aroma. The moment they are around, you know. If you pick any shirt that they wore, you will know who wore it. You can tell when they speak, you can discern their voice from among a million people. The reason is because you've been around. And most times, it's not just the ability to discern. When they speak, there is an emotional trigger that comes out of you. When you are around people who are kind to you, anytime you remember their name, you smile. You don't even know where the smile comes from. That smile is an effulgence. It's a response of who they are as you have perceived them. He said, he has given unto us all things that pertains to life and to godliness through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. And you are wondering, I've known Jesus, I've been in church for a while, How come I don't have all things that pertain to life? How come I still struggle with issues that border on godliness? Is this scripture real? And then you go to the next verse, and he said, he has given us exceeding great and precious promises. He said that by them we might become partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And then you're asking yourself, have I truly escaped the corruption that is in the world? Because when you see sin all over the place, it looks like everybody is struggling with sin. You see sickness, you see the failure of humanity. And then you're asking yourself, have I really escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust? Father, we ask for a shift that is a shift indeed. For every hand lifted up here tonight, Lord, I ask that in the next 7 days, give them a definite visitation.